listener production.
Well, and to be officially open today, the road incidents continue across the Limestone Coast and pressure mounting on a union's boss after an apparent shoplifting incident in Mount Gambier. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo and this is your Limestone Coast local news. Cloudy with a possible shower later in the day, we're heading for tops of 22 in Mount Gambier, 24 in Narracourt. Yes, Willanda Recreation and Convention Centre will be officially open today. The $62.5 million project has already welcomed close to 15,000 visitors to the site after being open for a couple of months. Premier Peter Malinauskas was supposed to attend but has since had to jet off to the UK for the AUKUS deal. He'll be replaced by Regional Development Minister Claire Scriven. She says it's exciting to officially open the site.
As we know, this is going to be fantastic for the region, both for local residents but also in terms of the economic benefits. Attracting regional tourism, attracting events and conventions, functions, things like that.
More questions are being asked about what can be done after another three crashes in the Limestone Coast yesterday afternoon. One happened on the Princes Highway at Barungal with a car crashing into a tree and bursting into flames. In Mount Gambier, we heard reports of a two-car collision at the Alexandra and Headley Street intersection, and we had yet another smash on Jubilee Highway East. There's reportedly been a sharp rise in deaths of those over 70 with the state's surging road toll this year. We've had more than double the road deaths we've had this time last year. Pressure is mounting on the Australian Education Union's South Aussie boss to resign. The union will hold a crisis meeting today after Leah York was captured on CCTV, allegedly shoplifting a jumper and a handbag. The incident happened at Lima & Co. during a trip to Mount Gambier recently. While no charges have been laid, police have confirmed they're now investigating. York previously told the Advertiser it was a misunderstanding and that she paid the money owed after seeing the video on Facebook. Opposition education spokesman John Gardner says Miss York's position was now untenable and that she must resign. NAPLAN is underway for students across the Limestone Coast. Close to 86,000 students will be sitting the tests across the state, which evaluate their literacy and numeracy skills. Education Minister Blair Boyer says the tests give the Education Department a good opportunity to see where our state's students are at.
And this year, importantly, we've brought the tests forward from May to March to make sure that we get that those test results and that data earlier, so that if it shows that we need to be doing more or offering different kind of supports for our students, we can do that earlier in the year.
And ahead of Youth Week, Wattle Range Council wants people aged 12 to 24 to nominate to join their Youth Advisory Council. The advisory committee is able to work with council on multiple issues and get some training in things like budgeting and public speaking. Youth Week gets underway from March 25. Let's look at some sport now, and the awards have been handed out for the Mount Gambier Cricket's B and C grade action. While Tom Bellinger topped the Crouch Shield batting and Brent Collins the bowling, it was Glencoe's Jed Matthews named Player of the Year with 8 votes. Meanwhile, Mallel's Brett Lawson was named Player of the Year for the Cox Brothers Shield. Alex Carter from Kalangadu topped the runs charts there with 387 in a premiership year, while Jamie Moody from Yarl was the best of the bowlers.